Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Boys and girls, we have another day of studying God's Word and studying our lesson together, and I'm glad that you joined me. Let's go ahead and let's pray before we get started. Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to learn of You what You want us to do. Amen. What's the very first commandment of the Ten Commandments? Do you know? Can you say it? You shall have no other gods before Me. When the rich young ruler had asked Jesus what he needed to do in order to have eternal life, and Jesus told him to obey the Ten Commandments, the young ruler thought that he was obeying them. But he really didn't love God with all his heart, and he loved himself more than he loved other people. And you know what? He wasn't willing to change. The Bible says that he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. After the ruler had left, Jesus said that it was hard for a rich person to choose God's kingdom. What? Well, you can read it, and we can unpack it a little bit more and figure out what it's really saying. Let's go to Matthew chapter 19, verse 23, 24, and 25. We're going to read those three verses. So we're going to Matthew chapter 19, verse 23, 24, and 25. Where's Matthew in the Bible? Do you know? Matthew is the first book of the New Testament, not the whole Bible, because the Bible is divided into two parts. It's the New Testament. So Matthew, then you're going to find chapter 19. Those are the big numbers, or it might say chapter in your Bible. Chapter 19, and then you're going to find the little numbers under that, and we're looking for verse 23. We're going to read 23, 24, and 25. Let's read that together.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Assuredly, I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who can be saved?"
Whoa! Can you picture the disciples? They're like, wait, whoa, hold it. A rich man is like a camel going through the eye of a needle? I love to sew. I don't get a lot of time to sew anymore, but I love to sew, and I used to make purses and kind of quilty things, but small projects, not quilts. Have you ever tried to thread a needle? It's really, really hard. You have to like hold it up to the light, and you're squinting to try to see where the eye is exactly, and you take your thread and you try to stick it through, but the eye is so small that the thread gets snagged, so you lick your thread to make it a sharp point, and then you stick it through, and you might have to stick it a few times. Have you ever done that or seen somebody do it? Well, that's what it's like. And Jesus said it's like a camel. Picture a camel. Have you ever seen a camel? Camels are huge. They're like bigger than horses. A camel going through this needle that I can't even get thread through. That's how hard it is. No camel could do that. It would be impossible for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. The disciples knew it. What Jesus was saying was just the opposite from everything they had been taught. Remember, These disciples had been taught that if you are rich, you are in heaven. If you are poor, you are not in heaven. The disciples needed to understand that we are all naturally selfish. It just isn't normal for us to be unselfish. And for rich people, it can be harder, not impossible, but harder for them to be unselfish than it is for people who don't have very much and are used to not having very much. Only God can change the way that we are. Only we can choose to let him change us. And it is what Jesus told the disciples. Look at verse 26. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. What did he say?
But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible."
It is what? Impossible. It is impossible with who? With man. But how is it possible? With God. Just like it is impossible for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, but could God make that camel go through the eye of the needle if he wanted to? You better believe it. He would either make the needle really big or the camel really small or do some kind of thing where the camel just squeezes through. It's impossible with man, but with God, all things are possible, including rich people being in heaven. The disciples must have stared at Jesus. What he had just said was almost more than they could believe. If it were true, then who would God think was good enough to be in his kingdom? Wait a second. It was turning everything upside down. Levi Matthew probably was the only disciple who was rich when Jesus called him. What choice did he make in order to become one of Jesus' disciples? Let's look it up in Luke chapter 5, verse 27 and 28. Luke chapter 5, verse 27 and 28.
After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he left all, rose up, and followed him. Luke 5, verse 27 and 28.
What did Levi Matthew give up? It says he what? He left all. Levi Matthew left all and followed Jesus. He got up and walked away. He didn't stop and put things in order. He got up and walked away. What about Peter, Andrew, James, and John? What did they do? They were fishermen, right? They chose to give up their fishing nets. They left them. They dropped their nets and followed Jesus. They left their family and followed Jesus. They were willing to give up their livelihood, their families, everything to follow Jesus. He was number one. But think back to that rich young ruler. Was he willing to give up all and follow Jesus? It reminds me of how people used to trap monkeys. They would take a jar that had a very small mouth. That's like where you would pour out the liquid. It was really small and narrow there, but the jar was bigger at the bottom. And they would put something bright or shiny or fun inside there. And then they would tie this bottle to a stake in the ground. Well, the monkeys would come along and they would see something was in it and they would reach their hand in to this small narrow mouth of the jar and grasp the object. And then the people would come to capture them and the monkeys would try to get away, but they were holding on to that object. And I want you to hold up your hand. Now make a fist. Does your fist make your hand wide and not able to go through small spaces? Or if you make your hand point your fingers and kind of make them together almost like a little, like a puppet, if you make it small like that, can it get into a smaller space? Yes. So once those monkeys grasped that object, all of a sudden, they were trapped. And you know what? It was as easy as them letting go of the object, their hand would slip right out, and they could escape. But they would not give up that object, and they were trapped, and they were caught. Many of them were taken to zoos. That's the same thing with riches. If we hold on to our riches as tight as we can, then Satan has us trapped. We can't go anywhere. But when we let go of our riches, we can escape. We are free with Jesus. I love the verse where it says, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Boys and girls, it is impossible to let go of our things and our money and our toys and the things that we love without God's help. But praise the Lord that it is possible through Him and through His power. He can help us, and He wants to help us. So let's pray and thank Him. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Help us to give up those things that are trapping us, that are holding us back from a relationship with You. Give us Your love for others, and help us to put others first before ourselves. We love You. Amen. It's our memory verse, isn't it? Yes, it is. Do you know the memory verse yet? We've done it for 4 days. Today's day number 5. So can you sing it along with us?
Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.